can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline, go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, and we'll answer it here on the podcast. Today, we have a great question from a new Hosting Business Mastery member, Angie.
Hi, my name's Angie. I am new to short-term renting, and I just joined your new hosting class. And I started listening to the modules, and I just have a question for you. What do you recommend for resources to kind of get organized? In other words, do you guys have planners that you love? How do you keep track of, like, you know, the stuff that you guys are talking about in the class in an organized way?
First of all, we are going to tell Angie that she has direct access to us via our private group.
But we love that you asked the question here, Angie.
Yeah.
And for those of you that don't know, Angie is speaking. She is a new member of our Hosting Business Mastery. And we dig in. We go deep with podcast listeners, with YouTube subscribers, with any of you out there. We have our wait list open for that right now. But love to help host dig in, go behind the scenes, and just increase their revenue, their efficiency, and overall hospitality with their guests. So, Angie. We want to, Sarah loves to talk about this, but I just like to share my side because I am, I was just like you. I still am, actually. I still physically write things down just because for my brain, it helps me to get everything out. But I take everything from handwritten into a digital planner now, and that is my Google Calendar, and then task management is Asana. So I do old school way. I have to just get it out pen to paper because I actually feel like I can write faster than I can type, which sounds very counterintuitive, I think. But I just don't like to have a device in front of me all the time. So let's say it's in the morning, I'm drinking my coffee. I like to just write things down. Then I go to my calendar. If things are not in my calendar, they do not get done. So Angie, for example, organizing, let's say, coming to the calls that we have inside Hosting Business Mastery, I would make sure to absolutely just get all of those calendared because showing up live will be awesome to be there and be on our calls. And we send those out at the beginning of the month. So anything like that, get it in the calendar. If it's not in my calendar, it doesn't happen. And then secondarily, as far as like going through even, let's say, the Hosting Business Mastery modules or anything like, I then, as the topics come up, we put those in our Asana board, and Sarah will dig in because she's the aficionado there. But making sure that if there is something that I need to get done, whether it's for work, whether I actually use Asana for my personal life now, but I have two things that happen in there. I have tasks that are one-offs, and then I have recurring tasks. So I think for you, Angie, the one-off task for just digging into the curriculum, taking notes, things that you want to do, I would do that. And then recurring tasks for your property, I would also set those up. And I'm going to let Sarah get into the details of how to actually do that because I'm still a work in progress and progress over perfection here.
And so that this episode, Angie, we want this to obviously help all the listeners as well. The only thing that's different between Annette and me is I skip the handwritten part. I just have Asana on my phone, or you could have a notepad on your phone if you want to like jot down your ideas. I am maybe too far obsessed with efficiency and productivity. So I'll go right into Asana and make it, you know, a task. But what you can do, and this goes for everyone, we have some, so in Asana or any project management software, or you could even use a Google document if you want to. Mm-hmm. I would make headers that are topics for different areas of your business. So Angie, these headers could be the topics of our course modules. And then underneath it, you could have all the little, whether it's a task or thing you want to learn or thing you want to implement or dig in further underneath it. For your hosting business, an example of the different topics of each section of an Asana board, for example, could be revenue management, monthly bookkeeper reconciliation, listing updates, responding to reviews, new client or home acquisition, email marketing. So see how these
social
are big?
Social media.
These are big ideas. And of course, a lot of little tasks have to be done to get those big ideas done. And a lot of these are monthly recurring tasks that we all need to do to have our hosting business run efficiently. And so those might be topics, and underneath them, I would have a combination of both recurring tasks, whether it's weekly or monthly or daily, or a one-off task like Annette was talking about.
Let's really quick, because I want Sarah to dig into some particular one-offs versus recurring again. But for those of you out there, Asana is A-S-A-N-A. I know sometimes in just audio, it's hard to decipher that. So A-S-A-N-A. And Asana has a free version. So I do want to let you know that this is something that you could download to your phone and computer, and you can, you know, work simultaneously from your mobile phone to your computer. That's what we also love about it, because it's with us all the time. Because I know, like, if things are written down, sometimes that's at my house, not my purse or in my car, not with me. But Sarah, let's get some very specific short-term rental. Like, let's talk about maybe maintenance that needs to be done at the property. You know, how would those things go into Asana as these checklists? Let's say you're in the home noticing things that you need to get done.
Well, and this is a good question. I don't want to get too
lost in the sauce.
Correct. But I'm going to say it anyway. Things that happen in the property, I'm not just saying this, but I really do recommend you guys all get Breezeway. Breezeway is free for your first property. I will tell you, everything that goes to my property world, like in the property, like physically a thing about my property, all goes into Breezeway. And that way my Asana and Breezeway are truly separate, because I think what happens in the property and what happens in my business are two different things. And I really do like to silo different areas of the business. I think it helps me keep things straight personally. Mm-hmm. Now, Coach Wendy inside of the Mastery, she really puts everything in Breezeway. She created a fake property. And so her team, whenever they have tasks they have to do, it goes under the fake property in Breezeway.
Okay.
That works for her. And I looked at it. I was like, this is great. Mm-hmm. And that is why the last tip is, everyone, take these basic constructs and make them your own.
Yes.
Do what works for you.
And I don't know. I think we just want to share this, because this is Sarah and I on a daily basis, because I know you hear us on the podcast and we're like Asana and Breezeway and this, that, and the other. Y'all, we still underestimate how long things are going to take us.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so
why would we never understand it?
If you put something on your calendar, if you actually look at our calendar right now, you will see we have these times where it just says buffer, 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 because it's like, that's us just knowing that we are going to need a buffer of time to get things done. So please give yourself grace. Everyone, if it's a new property, it's a new undertaking, something new that you're doing, always a lot, way more time than you think you need. I guess not a lot that time, like, because things, what's that Pareto's law? Like if you stretch out time, you'll take all that time to get things done.
Oh, yeah.
Give yourself, you know, an allotted time, but also just give yourself a little buffer, whether that be drive time, whether that be, oh, snap, that took a lot longer. But give yourself grace when you're working inside, in the calendar, when you're working inside Asana. Just it's all progress over perfection here.
I want to go back to the the different sections. So property tasks aside, Angie and everyone else, let's talk about things that are just in our hosting business. For example, let's say listing updates. I told you it was a category. So depending on how many listings you have, sitting down and doing one listing and updating it might take you 30 minutes to an hour. And so if that's too long for you to do one listing, maybe you break up your listing audits to photo audits and then content audits. Because I do believe, and we talked about this all in January, that your listings need to be living and breathing beings, organisms, I don't know, that you continuously make sure are up to date, accurate, talking to the booker in the booking window that currently exists in your business. So therefore, once a property is created, you might have a photo audit every 60 days and a listing content audit every 45 days, you know, just to make sure everything is up to date. And so those can be recurring.
Mm-hmm. Same with updating your calendar. That is something that I feel like a lot of people, I just talked to some hosts last week that accidentally over the holidays didn't have their minimums in place. So they were checking people in on Christmas Eve, checking them out on the day, you know, on New Year's Eve. Our calendars are constantly changing personally and in our cities. So even having that as a reoccurring task in Asana, like up to, you know, taking a look at what your work and travel schedule is compared to your city calendar, compared to your team member, your cleaners, your team that assists you with your property.
I would put that task under revenue management because it all is affects mm-hmm. your revenue. Mm-hmm. And another thing under revenue management that I would put, had the idea, now it escaped me. Oh, checking your local events. Mm-hmm. So even if you know the website and you set up like Google Alerts for all events in Columbus, Ohio, we like to go in there every 30 days and just make sure there's not some sneaky event that was just scheduled that might bring people to town, and making sure that is Price Labs seeing that influx of people coming to town, or do we need to do our own sort of art and science to Price Labs? So that's another task I might put under revenue management that is recurring. One off might be, it happens, you know, like, oh my gosh, somehow a guest booked 6 months out at this property. I need to go in there and see what's going on. Right. And so like, and when something happens in your business that you're like, how did that happen? Or like, oh my gosh, I thought I had done that and I didn't. Mm-hmm. That's something I'll throw into Asana. Here's the thing too, with project management, Angie, or time management, you have to give everything a due date, and you have to honor that due date. Like you would honor a due date for a guest checking in, for meeting a cleaner to talk about, you know, whatever. You have to really honor your own time. Like, I just feel like we don't do that. Mm-hmm. We continually push off our own dates with ourselves.
This is what I do.
And that's not okay, because if we're not taking care of ourselves, then how can we have the time to take care of everyone else in our lives, and family included? And here's the thing, you can't let things get overdue. When things get overdue, then they weren't important to begin with, and they really shouldn't be on your to-do list in your project management software. Or maybe I do allow myself a junk drawer in Asana. So instead of those topics I told you, like revenue management, listing updates, I have one called junk drawer. And just like random thoughts that like, I don't know.
Mine's called brainstorm.
Yeah,
brainstorm. And I go through it every now and then. I'm like, okay, I never went back to that. Get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Just delete
it. It's okay to delete it.
And what you can do is you could every 30 days give yourself a task to go look at your junk drawer and clean it out, or your brainstorm list and clean it up.
Yep.
So there's that. And I talked about allowing enough time, about balancing your calendar as well with buffers. Things take way longer than we think they will. Just assume that. You want to also mix up brain work and busy work. So don't schedule high intensity tasks on the same day, back to back to back, because we're human and we get tired mentally.
Yep. And especially, Angie, like you specifically digging in and going through all of the content in our Hosting Business Mastery, that could be watching one module and not going back and watching another one for 2 weeks, because you want to dig in to what you want to focus on during that module. And so that's what Sarah and I do when we do any sort of learning, is we break it down into the modules that they are. And then we give ourselves time to watch it, to digest it, to take action. And I have to admit it, we rewatch a lot of things. And for all of you out there, this is a hot tip for any sort of content you're consuming, even our podcast. You can speed it up. You can go 1.25. You can go 1.5. If you're really, really can digest things, you can go 2x. So if there's some stuff that you just want to like reconfirm, I like to speed it up. Or if you just want to like get to the point in the first, you know, whether that's YouTube, podcast, any sort of course learning, you can do that.
One last. I just put last and task together.
There you go.
I like it. One last thought, Angie, is things that may not come natural to you, I also calendar. For example, if you get so much out of the mastery, and everyone just take the mastery and apply it to something else in your life, but you get so much out of the mastery by participating in the Facebook group. It is active. It is full of really awesome hosts doing really incredible things. But let's say Facebook isn't your jam, or participating in groups like that isn't your thing. So schedule yourself time, even if it's 15 minutes, to go through comments, to support your fellow members, to ask your own questions. And that's also how I'll develop habits too that I want to develop, is scheduling time. If it's on my calendar, it does get done. Because if I miss it that day and it's something that someone wasn't waiting for me, I'll then move it to the next day. But like, I don't let things just sit in my calendar that weren't attended to. Anything else in that?
Yeah.
Either for Angie.
Might not sound fun, but this is my motto for this year, is boring is cool.
It's cool.
Boring is fun. And it is like digging into this stuff, and the consistency is the game changer.
Because it's hard for people to be consistent, yeah, and to stay in the boring. So they jump from thing to thing and thought, mm-hmm, to thought and idea and trying new things instead of just
Sticking with it.
And when you stick with it, it's like we had one of our members, Angie, Lindsay, I believe, who said that she made 50% more revenue last year after she joined the mastery than she did the year prior. And she goes, mid-year, I was not having it. She was like, I lost steam a little bit, but I got back into it.
That's okay. Yep.
She got back in and she was tracking her numbers. So to know that if I were to tell you, Angie, on the other side of the mastery is you making 50% more revenue than you did last year, mm-hmm, wouldn't you do it?
Absolutely.
But we have to be consistent without knowing what the prize is, because we don't know what it is until we get there. And that's the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
All right. With that, I am Sarah Karakane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Want to know our best kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our SDR must-haves master list. Our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFB must-haves master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best host didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.